This is the day President Trump's opponents have long coveted, a day that will officially see him impeached by the House of Representatives. The vote is not in doubt. Democrats there are in the majority, and they firmly believe that President Trump has committed the high crimes and misdemeanors that the Constitution deems to be worthy of impeachment. Congressman Adam Schiff, who has led the impeachment process in the House Intelligence Committee, with the bill of particulars.
His use of his office, his abuse of his power to attempt to get an ally to help him cheat in the next election, sacrificing our national security, undermining the integrity of our elections. We think that abuse of power most accurately characterizes the sweep of the president's misconduct.
But the president delivered his verdict in an absolutely furious six-page letter sent to Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House of Representatives. He accuses the Democrats of violating their oaths of office, declaring open war on democracy, and he calls the case against him a baseless invention. In paragraphs filled with falsehoods, he again makes unsubstantiated corruption claims against former Vice President Joe Biden, the man who may well be his challenger next November. The president even compares himself to the Salem witches burnt at the stake for their beliefs.
The president of the United States has now just sent, within the past couple of minutes, a blistering letter to Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi.
The letter rapidly came to dominate headlines here on the eve of the impeachment vote. It may only harden the attitudes of Democrats as they prepare to take action that will put the president on trial in the Senate in January. There, Republicans, who are in the majority, say they will vote to acquit. Their leader is Senator Mitch McConnell.
The House is poised to send the Senate the thinnest, least thorough presidential impeachment in our nation's history.
And he's refusing to call witnesses, including acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney and former National Security Advisor John Bolton, to testify at the president's trial, a demand made by the Democrats' leader in the Senate, Charles Schumer.
There's a grand tradition in America, speedy and fair trials. We want both. The leader seems obsessed with speedy and wants to throw fair out the window.
Donald Trump will survive this impeachment scandal. He knows he's got the votes in the Senate to be acquitted. But make no mistake, the vote in the House will be a turning point, forever scarring the Trump presidency. Donald Trump will go down in history as an impeached president, and a very angry one as well.